Mishnah Berachos Pesach Siman Tov Nun Aleph Seif Chaf.
Chaf Hashulchanos Shgayach VaTevis. The tables and the bakdish and matznin behen ochden kol hashana, that you keep the food there the whole year. Regilim the oros aleim roiskin. So you should do iroi onto them. Because sometimes the hot soup spills out onto them, and it's like iroi klivishin. So you should do iroi klivishin to kasha them. Shematzim ben ochlim cham, that you keep hot stuff in there. Avostam tevis, excuse me. Stam tevis, regular boxes that you don't keep hot stuff, right? Like you keep the cold chametz, you know, it's a pantry. Ain't tzrichos hagolah. You do not have to do a gol. But oros aleihem, the klivishin, you should do iroi from a klivishin. Mariv posak, the lemahani even. He holds that iroi won't help. When they should perform him, may some of love pashtita cham. Because sometimes you put the hot, not soup, the v'yavish, directly onto it. Just a minute. What a point of present. Thanks. So sometimes you put the hot chametz directly onto it, and it acts as a klivish and mamish. Like our counters, right? That's a perfect example of our counters. Are you only worried about Eroi got onto it, or you actually put Tovar Cham directly onto it? I don't know. Depends what you do there. Ella, so if you, since in these, at least the places he's talking about, people sometimes put the Chametz directly on, so the only way to kasher it, Yachshir Meidei Eben Melubin V'Yishbuch Lov Reis. The eights that we went about before, if you want to do a gola in a klivishin on something that you can't put into a klivishin, it's a whole shulchan, a whole counter, you obviously can't put it into a klivishin, then you have to kasher either Eben Melubon, you put the hot rock and you pour the water onto the rock, and that's like a klivishin. You goggle the mokum acher, you shmuch alav, gadish yoko, roitzim the kuloi, and move it around, and it gets on every spot. Then you're talking about that of your klivishin. That will help you even if you pour it out from a klivishin, because it gets heated up from the oven that's on the shulchan, and it's like a klivishin. Then if you do that, you can even put hot matzahs onto there. It's mutter just with eroi. What was that goal in Sivo? Yeah, he talks about when you're allowed to use this type of klivishin with the oven. Okay, every klivishin from Reiskin. Yesha kosu shetorek laniyak aleim oy mapo oy devarach rechoytus. Yesha kosu that if you use Reiskin. If you do iroi klivishin, it's not enough. It's off the cover. Showing nidbak by yirdayin oid chametz ben. Maybe there's still chametz ben that's stuck on there. Vayim beli rabbi shemasek dechinvoy linug b'tevus u'mikdolin. Rabbi says that's what you should do when you're dealing with these boxes or these pantries where you keep the where you put the hot chametz. The chemat iev shul taran, because it's almost impossible to clean it out. Shul yishon mumim ben advekin, to the point that there's nothing left there. Above the shulchan is shooting with regular flat tables that you could clean well. So it doesn't have a box, has corners that are hard to get to, but a flat table. Then he says in lachme, you do not have to be lachme to cover it if you did a go. We'll see more about this in the next sim. Okay, we'll stop here. Only good in the first.